Hello there and welcome to New Horizons, the weekly radio program of Blind Citizens Australia. BCA is the national consumer representative voice of Australians who are blind or vision impaired. Our mission is to achieve equity and equality by our empowerment, by promoting positive community attitudes, and by striving for high quality and accessible services which meet our needs. Ride our dreams down. Hi, this is Ricky Chaplin with New Horizons. This week we're going to be talking about all things education. The Statewide Vision Resource Centre in Victoria are having a technology expo in a few weeks, and we're also going to talk more generally about education and what it's like for students who are blind or vision impaired going through the education system today. And joining me on the line now to discuss these things, I'm speaking with Mr. Gary Stenchcombe from the Statewide Vision Resource Centre in Victoria. Welcome, Gary.
Good morning. How are you, Ricky?
Very well, thank you. Yes, so you do have this technology expo coming up that you'd like people to know about, so maybe we should start there and you can give us some details about that.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, it's our annual little program that we've run here at the Statewide Vision Resource Centre in Donvale, and it's on Monday the 23rd of November from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's where we invite some of the companies to come in and really to focus on the educational services and equipment that they would provide to students in schools. And not only the schools, but the teachers who are supporting them and all the other people around them, families as well, of course.
Yeah, that leads us nicely into, I guess, some of the technology that's being used in the classroom today and working with children. What are the sorts of innovations that you're taking advantage of these days?
Oh, Ricky, there's so much technology out there these days. Once upon a time, you had the Perkins Brailler, maybe a cassette recorder or even the old reel-to-reel or whatever, but now the students have got so many options, and it's just whatever you would like to think and set up, that's really what you can do these days. So there's with that, though, goes lots of challenges, because you have to be a bit more tech-savvy than I think you had to be in the past. But really, the options now are absolutely endless. And once upon a time, we would have maybe been thinking of students, older students getting technology. Now we're really starting with children, starting with technology right at the beginning of primary school. So, for instance, once upon a time, we would never have contemplated a refreshable braille display with a child in grade prep or grade one. But now we're starting to use some of that type of equipment with those children. So it hooks straight into computers or their own, the dedicated pieces of equipment. So that's exciting in itself. And also, just given the growth of the Apple and the iOS technologies that are developing and how they can be linked in and with the mainstream technology that the students are using, I mean, that's a really exciting opportunity as well.
Yeah, it certainly is. Just thinking about some of the more basic forms of technology, is there still a place for the old Perkins Braille in today's classroom environment, do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. We still strongly encourage students to use the Perkins Braille for maths especially, but even just for writing, not only the Perkins, but people are still using the old Mountbattens. They may be not as popular, but still you have people out there with a pen and pencil in this high-tech world, and we certainly consider the old Perkins Braille still something similar to a pen and pencil. I mean, I still have a Perkins Braille sitting on my desk from time to time to make notes and things like that. So, yep, I think the Perkins Braille still has a role, but whereas I was saying before, we wouldn't have thought of using like a braille note with a child maybe less than grade 4 or 5. Now they're using it when they come into grade 1 and grade prep. Even some of the children are using it with. So, which is great opportunities.
Yeah, they sure are. And I think the other exciting thing that I'm noticing, particularly with the involvement that I have with some of the very young children, is the emphasis on orientation and mobility and the use of the cane so much earlier these days than was the case when I was a child, for example. You know, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, and look, you know, it's each child's an individual, and families are also involved in that whole process now, much more so than maybe when we were growing up. So, you know, it's great to see those things being reinforced along the way. And when we say about the technology for orientation, mobility, the cane, but, you know, like it's all the apps now that come with it, you know, the Apple Maps, you know, the blind square, and even to simple things like even just the compass, the talking compass that comes on your iPad or iPhone or whatever. You know, all those things now are just options that kids will have at their fingertips, and it'll just be second nature. So I think we're going to have a lot of students growing up not necessarily reliant on those things, but they will be great support to their mobility as well.
Yeah, and, you know, technology these days, you know, or learning about technology is such an important thing for future employment opportunities. I'm preparing at the moment a submission for the Willing to Work inquiry that the Human Rights Commission are running. Yep. And, of course, one of the things is these days that students do get exposed to technology from a very early age, but it's so necessary these days to make them competitive, isn't it?
Yeah, access is what it's all about. If you don't have access, you're going to be falling behind. So having students having these opportunities at an earlier stage is so important. And there have been some gaps, especially in those very early times, but I can see those, you know, there's programs being developed to fill those things in. I mean, one of the things that we've developed here at the Statewide Vision Resource Centre was a Braille program, was called Aussie Dots, and it was to teach children Braille, but using also graphics as well. So it was a much more interesting way of learning Braille. So, you know, like there are new ways of approaching things, and really it's a fantastic opportunity these days for kids. Can I just say also the other thing that we've got to make sure with all the technology, and because it's moving so fast, that we've also got to make sure that the parents are taken along that same road so they understand what the options are. The visiting teachers also, that you've got to be able to bring them up to speed on all the technologies, and also the schools. So at the point of service where that they're actually going to be using that technology, that we're actually teaching the skills that they require so they can access the curriculum and be part of the school community.
Yes, exactly right. I'm just thinking, you know, during your time in education, what are some of the things that you think, you know, some of the changes you've noticed, but also some of the things that you may be not doing these days that might be still useful or applicable today?
I suppose one of the things that I saw happen over the time, I think Braille was threatened there for a while. People thought that speech was going to take over from Braille. And I have to say, the new technology, I think, has blown that out of the water, because now, for instance, you can get Braille displays, and so you can far easier, well, it's almost simultaneously able to get print and Braille now. So there's no longer the significant delays in providing those resources to students. There still can be delays in some areas, but now one of the big projects we've been involved in here has, and I know it has happened also in other states, is actually putting bosses in schools with a translation program like Duxbury or whatever, and so they might send to us to have us format some resource for them. We email it back to them, they emboss it at the school. Instead of there being a 10-day turnaround, it's almost instantaneous. So, you know, some of those communication opportunities that are there now, I think are really a meaning that students are up to speed a lot more. So you're asking about some of the old techniques that we use. still, we show the students when they come in here to the support skills program, which is something that I coordinate here, we still show them the frame and stylus, for instance, because there are times when you still need to be able to label something. So we still show them some of those things. A lot of the organisational skills that were there that we were taught, I think still stand the time and are still really useful. So, you know, while we might have talking clocks and things like that, the Braille watch is still a useful tool. So, yes, there are some things that have changed for the better, but still some of those good old skills are still very important.
Yes, I'm looking at a Braille watch right now, timing this interview. So,
yeah. Well, I wouldn't be without mine. So,
absolutely. Yeah, and just thinking about the opportunities too for kids in regional areas, having lived in regional Queensland for 10 years or so myself, you know, I was certainly made aware of that. It seems that communication tools such as Skype and all those sorts of things, video conferencing, can be put to much better use these days.
Absolutely. No, that's one of the things that we're finding now. One of our roles here at the Statewide Vision Resource Centre is to provide professional development for schools and visiting teachers who are in our regional areas. And they've got the challenge of distance or the tyranny of distance all the time, eating away at them. So we're doing a lot more video conferencing. We're doing a lot more sessions with students. And I know up in New South Wales at RIDBC, they've got their teleschool up there with Trish and those people up there. They do a fantastic job and are looking at those new technologies, again, taking the service to the students. It still doesn't replace, Ricky, I don't believe, face-to-face contact with students, and so you can actually see all the other incidental things that happen around those things. But as an addendum to support, I think it's the way that I see the funding, the government, you know, looking at those opportunities and encouraging organisations to be more proactive around those types of things as well.
That's right, and you know, I certainly agree with you on the face-to-face support. You really can't beat that, and the mentoring that comes along with that, particularly from teachers like yourself who are totally blind, a very important aspect of the educational experience. Just to finish off with, Gary, we'll just go over those details again for your Technology Expo for people in Victoria who would like to go. If you could just run through those again for me.
Yes, thank you very much. It's on Monday the 23rd of November here at the Statewide Vision Resource Centre in Donvale. If you want to Google Statewide Vision Resource Centre, we've got a webpage there and there's lots of details on the day. It runs from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock and it's all of the suppliers that you'd generally expect to see at any of their technology expos, but their emphasis is on accessing education technologies.
Fantastic. Sounds like it's going to be a great day. Well, Gary, thanks very much for joining me on New Horizons this week. It's been great having a chat about education for people who are blind or vision impaired in general. And, best of luck with your Technology Expo, and we hope lots of people come along. So, yeah, thanks very much, Gary.
Thanks very much, Ricky.
Blind Citizens Australia is funded by the Australian Government through the Department of Social Services and from the Victorian Department of Human Services. We receive financial and in-kind support from Vision Australia, Royal Society for the Blind, Guide Dogs Victoria, and the RPH stations throughout Australia. Generous donations are also received from our members and the broader community. Blind Citizens Australia is located at Ross House, Level 3, 247-251, Flinders Lane, Melbourne, Victoria 3000. Our national office contact number is 03-9654-1400 or toll-free 1800 033-660. You can email us at bca@bca.org.au. Our website address is www.bca.org.au. Right out, dreams down.